Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell and AJ. AJ is with us this morning. Wave at the camera there, AJ. Nicely done. Now, AJ came in, so Dell didn't have to do anything today.
It's not
so
true.
Dell can just sit, lay around and not do anything.
Dell had to act as a buffer between you and a caller.
No, the origin of beef with me and Chris right now. It's not beef. I got no beef. I've gone to Chris a bunch of times. He always asks you questions. I don't give a rat's ass. Chris is whatever. Chris likes you. I mean, I think you two have some
clearly
kind of relationship.
You don't care about this at all.
No, but the origin was with the Bobby Slowick thing because I was critical of. Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal with.
Wait, the origin is Bobby Slowick?
The Bobby Slowick thing, yeah. Because I was critical of Bobby Slowick,
right.
And Chris called in, well, last year you were so worried about him being a head coach, and now all of a sudden you're critical. Listen, if you're good, I'm going to give you praise. I'll give you your flowers. If you're not, I'm going to say that you're not very good right now. And the fact of the matter is Bobby Slowick has had some more struggles this year. There's no question about that. Where he falls in the blame game, as far as where CJ is, where the offense is, where the play call, all of the things which make the Texans offense not as effective as it was last year, then, you know, Bobby Slowick has his place in it. So Bobby Slowick is not the star that Bobby Slowick was a year ago.
Tell it to the Jets.
CJ's, yeah, well, they're going to interview him and they're not going to hire him. So he's good, you know, CJ's not the star that he was a year ago. Do I hate CJ? No. Do I hate Bobby Slowick? No. But has Bobby Slowick been as good as he was? No, he hasn't been. And you know what? And I'm going to say that. I don't care if Chris, you said you did. Listen, Bobby Slowick was asked just yesterday, the day before yesterday, about his second year play calling. Here is Bobby Slowick talking about the difference from year one to year two.
You know, I kind of alluded to it already. Like, every year is different. You know, you can go into seasons and you think you have, like, a certain group or a certain scheme or a certain style that you think you're going to be able to go in and play and do. But it happens every year. Like, it changes and evolves as you go. And that process this year has without a doubt happened. And I think last year I probably found the answer faster than I have this year. But I feel like we've really gotten to a place right now where, you know, coaching staff, organization, and players all feel pretty good about where we're going.
Okay. Agree or disagree with that last statement? Coaching staff, everybody, players all feel pretty good about where we're going.
I don't know. I can't, like... I have a hard time. But what does that mean in the long term, or does it mean going in the playoffs?
They did have one. Listen, after the worst offensive performance in recent Texans memory against the Ravens, they did have one drive against Tennessee. So I guess that, you know, I guess everything is
in a game where they didn't play their quarterback after the first quarter or first drive,
right? Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know. Only Slowick can say I didn't see any growth this year from the offense. So, I mean, to me, the car's in neutral. I don't. There's no other way to say it. That's not even. That's not.
Well, it's in reverse.
Some would say reverse. I just say neutral because I didn't see growth, and there have been some. I would say next year is a really big. I came in with all kinds of confidence this year, and I'm going to go into next year like, oh, I'm curious to see what happens here. I will be cautiously optimistic, but I will not be brazenly optimistic like I was this year. I was brazen. Well, I'll admit it. I was brazenly optimistic. I was thinking everyone else is a sorry people.
What's a little worrisome is that they went, what, 4 or 5 games without scoring in the second? What was it? What was the 4 games without scoring in the second
half?
Why
are you focusing on all of the negatives?
Well, no, that there weren't the adjustments. Like yes. You're saying right now, boy, I'll be interested to see next year the adjustments and what's going to change and what's going to be different. Well, they're kind of slow to change. I mean, maybe in the off season you can adjust this thing and because, well, I don't know. Have you seen the numbers on Titus Howard?
How do you
have you seen the numbers on Titus Howard?
No, what are
Titus
the numbers
Howard's
on?
Numbers are tremendous. Tremendous since he's moved to guard.
Oh yeah. But I never had any doubt about that. He's a tackle playing guard. It's so much easier to protect inside. It was always going to be the best thing for the Texans to have 3 tackles on the field when it came to protection. That was a no-brainer. But it does have an impact on the running game, though, because Titus is not a good run blocker.
So I don't know. I don't know that there's not going to be wholesale changes on this offensive line, right?
I think the line coach will change. So that's tricky because Titus is going to want to be like, okay, season's over, back to right tackle. And the Texans may think,
that's right.
We sure do like having our quarterback protected. That's going to be
–
there's going to be a conversation there between Malky, his agent, and the Texans, because what's best for the Texans is probably having Titus at guard, only from a protection standpoint. He's not a run blocker. I don't think he's a guard. I think he's a tackle. But if the choice is get CJ's wig split or have a tackle playing guard, I'm choosing tackle playing guard.
Well,
so, and I don't know.
It's that hopefully, well, I don't know. I don't know how amenable he has to be to it, but hopefully that's not going to
offend a
guy who has right tackle only in his bio.
Well, there's one change that I think will happen. More than likely, Titus bounces back out to right tackle. Fisher will have another year as a swing tackle. Shaq will be back at right guard. You'll have the center in place, and you'll get a new left guard, I think is how that's going to work out. Juice will be center, and then you have a new left
anyway. The question will be, I mean, Bobby Sloak, you just heard him, and apparently everybody's down with what's going on offensively with the Texans right now. We'll find out. Hopefully, I'm hoping that they just destroy.
What changes would you want to see? Like, what adjustments would you want to, like, when you say something like that, what does that mean to you in the offseason?
Well, if this offensive line doesn't change, then a quicker passing game, not a slower developing.
That's what I
game.
Think. I think that you may need to integrate. You know, with your levels passing concept, which is a great concept. It's a great concept when your quarterback's protected, and I think it really fits CJ well. I just think they're going to have to probably integrate some of the Ohio State stuff that they had in there, meaning, you know, an ability to spread and let him maybe simplify reads and try to go to the best matchups.
Can they integrate some of those Ohio State wide receivers? That'd be great.
Well, if you want to.
I'd love to.
If you want to, there'll be one coming out this year.
But you don't have them. You don't have them.
Well, you can have one if you want. You got one coming out this year that will go in the first 2 rounds.
Igbuka?
Yeah. If you'd like one, there will be one.
Right. Well, okay. Okay. There's your question. You put in wide receiver on him in first round?
I'm not going to rule
it's
it
certainly
out.
Certainly a need.
I'm not going to rule it out.
When you put down Texans needs.
I'm not going to rule it out.
Wide receiver not first?
I still think left guard is probably first. That's pretty terrible.
Well, not if you go Fisher right, right tackle.
Yeah, then I don't know if you're going to run block very well, but I guess, it is what it is. I would say wide receiver, because Tank's not going to be there. You're probably not re-upping with Stephon Diggs coming off an injury. Yeah, why? So who are your wide receivers now? Mechie, replaceable. Hutchinson, replaceable. Robert Woods, replaceable. You're right. You literally have one. You have one NFL starter on your roster starting next year, more than likely, until you get to free agency. Or free agency is an easy way to supplement, depending on depending on what level of player. Like, you can go find a player. I don't know who the free agents are, but I mean, wouldn't you love to get your, he's too expensive, but God, wouldn't you love to have T. Higgins?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But you know what? Oh my gosh. We just read the Texans have about $14 million to spend this offseason.
That's it.
You know what that gets you?
Not much.
Not much.
Well, but there'll be some guys who are gone. You know, that number will go up. But you're right. That's typically at this point right now, that's not a whole lot.
No, that's even with re-signings and got your 50 through main 50. I mean, there's not going to be much.
Why?
Why?
You still have a rookie contract with your corner, a rookie contract with your quarterback. I mean, Nico's not crazy overpaid by any stretch. Where's the money coming from? Will Anderson's on a rookie contract. Hunter has a veteran contract.
And the thought is you're going to have to extend Stingley. You might work out that deal. Yeah, that might actually save you money that you backload it.
If you do it, in advance, give them more money up. Give them more cash up front.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, you're more than welcome to do that. I want to talk about Coors Lights. I want to talk about enjoyment. I want to talk about freshness. I want to talk about chill. I want to talk about the Blue Mountains. I want to talk about that cold, clean, crisp Colorado water. All of those things go into my beer. I don't know what's going into your beer. I mean, your IPA, you know where the water comes from? You don't. You don't have any idea where that water comes from. Do they care about the water? No. You know what they care about? They care about what the Colorado spring water. It's the best water. And you know what? It translates into the best beer. I love me some Coors Lights. You, I hope you do too. If you haven't tried it, please do. If you've got friends, I mean, I'm seeing it more and more. The first thing that they run out of at bars, Coors Light. Maybe because I'm there. I don't know. I don't know if it's just because I'm there or what. But here's the deal. Is I know that people are enjoying cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I know I do. You're looking for that beer that's going to refresh you as opposed to that motor oil that you're drinking, that IPA. Stop. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's a story, Lance, and the Texans are involved in this, and you, as a matter of fact, just said something about this. Players who are tradable, or that will be or could be candidates for trades. Deebo Samuel, Kirk Cousins. I could see that. I don't know.
I smell a Colt quarterback. Kirk Cousins next up.
Deshaun Watson, Garrett Wilson, George Pickens. I don't know who wants that problem.
So Garrett Wilson is because they want to. They're not going to be good, and they don't want to pay the money, I guess, for Garrett, because he's going to get paid soon.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there either. There's that. Garrett Wilson is a good player. It just seemed like I saw a couple of memes with CJ talking to him. Hey, bro, get me over there. I want to be there with you. I want to go there. Boy, that would be sweet. Nico on one side and Garrett Wilson on the other.
Yeah, it'd be a good mix, be a good fit. I was thinking about Nico. Nico on DK, but DK is the same type of wide receiver, just a little stiffer hipped.
I don't care. I'll take Garrett Wilson. Here's a trade candidate, and they say he's a trade candidate for your Houston Texans. Can you guess who it is?
No, I have no idea.
Kenyon Green. Not sure what you get on the open market for Kenyon Green right now.
A seven. Yeah.
Wow.
You get a seven. Dude, for somebody just to test.
He was the 13th pick 2 years ago.
So there's no value. More than like, you get a seven at best, more than likely just wait for him to be cut so they don't have to even pay the rookie contract. But he's still under rookie contract. He'll have one more year. You'll have an option year. If he were to really, really play great, you would have the fifth-year option on him. But, you know, there might be a team who would give you a seventh for him just to give him just to try him out and see what happens.
Is there any chance more than that. It comes together for him?
Not with this team. I think from a mental standpoint, I think he's cooked. I think his confidence is shot. He's had nothing but injuries and a lack of success. I don't see any way that it comes together for him after 3 years. You know, he probably walks in that building, doesn't feel real, you know, doesn't feel like, I'm just guessing here, but there's a chance that he comes in the building, he doesn't feel like he's really contributed much to this, you know, to the new version of the Texans. He probably lacks, you know, he probably feels a little insecure, lacks confidence in terms of, you know, his place and how he's played. He may look around the locker room and think, you know, what do these guys think of me? Because I haven't been good and I've been hurt a lot. It could be one of those things where truly a change of scenery is the best possible tonic for him. I think it's the only tonic for him. I don't think he's mentally going to get it back where he has this fearless mindset and approach. There's technical issues at play. I think there's mental issues at play with him in terms of his confidence. I think the best opportunity for him is to go to a place that has, you know, a really good teacher and line coach who can work on his fundamentals, and then someplace that he's not on the spotlight as being a first-round pick. Like, we've got a huge spotlight on him, and we're waiting to see if he fails every time he comes back now.
Yeah.
It'll be way better if he just goes somewhere else, and he's just another guy that they're hoping that this reclamation project, because then there's no real pressure on him. Not really. I mean, well, there is for him to maintain a career that pays him well, but there's not the same pressure that there will be in Houston, because that pressure is never going to subside.
No. Well, I don't know. He goes anywhere right now, and he's probably just considered, I don't know if he's considered a backup, but he's the guy that's got to make the team anywhere he goes now.
Yeah, I think wherever he goes, he would be considered, he would compete for a job. I think he'd make a team. I think he'd compete for a job. It doesn't mean a starting position's guaranteed for him at all.
Yep.
You hit some, you miss some. I'll give the Texans a lot of credit. The Texans have done more than most teams to fix their offensive line. They've spent draft picks and money on left tackle. They spent a first rounder and money on the right tackle. They spent a second round pick, which is at least a round early, on their center. They spent free agent money on their right guard. And then they drafted their left guard in the first round. You'll be hard pressed to find any team in the NFL that has a total of 4 first round picks, a second round pick, and a good free agent contract for their five potential starters. I don't know that there's another offensive line at all of pro football, and yet the problem is it just hasn't come together like you hope. I give Nick and his people all the credit in the world for trying. They've done well. A lot of that happened before Nick, actually. Bill O'Brien brought in both the tackles. But I give them a lot of credit for everything that they've tried to do with that offensive line. It's a smart thing to do it. It just hasn't worked.
Right. Regardless of who brought them in, that's the team is the one that spent that capital on it.
Dude, Kenyon Green is only 20.
No, you're right.
He's 23 years old. He'll be 24 this spring. He's still so young. But I'm telling you, it's astonishing. Every year when I do draft stuff, I go look at, you know, try to find player comparisons. And so I go through lists of players drafted previously. It is astonishing how many players, including first-rounders, don't make it 4 years. I know it's the – we always see that, the average NFL player plays 3.5 years.
What did Charlie Cassidy say? It was 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50 chance on first-rounders succeeding, and the odds go down into the 30% range on second-rounders.
Yeah, 30,
for Charlie
20,
and the
10.
Texans, it was like 3% second-round success.
Wow.
Charlie and Rick Smith had no success
on first rounders. They had first rounder success.
Yeah, the Texans have had first round success.
Yeah. Well, and then they had the Owen Daniels draft that was pretty. Well, that was Rick, but not Charlie. That was a great draft for them. Great draft. 7137. Is this true that J.D. Vance and Ted Cruz have a bet?
Yes, the Longhorns are cooked. Longhorn fans are all up in arms trying to see if he will cancel the bet. But he goes, Ted Cruz reached out to J.D. Vance like, how about we make a bet? I've got the Longhorns and you got Ohio State. And I immediately retweeted and just said, lay the points, lay all the points, unload. You can bet this like it's already been played.
He's going to be there too, right? He's got to be there.
I would hope. Well, I don't know. Yeah. The snow and ice may. Ted doesn't really like rolling into cold weather. He kind of goes the other way.
Wow.
I think he'll be watching he'll be watching from Mexico.
He'll probably
somewhere.
Be here in L.A. at the Rose Bowl. Well, he likes fire.
Don't think he's going to be in L.A.
I don't think
either.
He wants to be anywhere near any type of disasters. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he's, he's
so
not.
Which does he shy away from, disaster or cold weather?
Cold. Well, we know cold.
If we're choosing football places for him to be, he would likely be in Miami.
Yeah, he'd go to the Orange Bowl.
Or the Orange
Bowl. What's his relation to Penn State and Notre Dame?
None, but he'll watch. He'll watch.
It'll be warm. That's the relation.
He'll be warm, and he'll watch the other game on his phone.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if Ted Cruz openly
the next day.
Okay, so is the Cruz curse? Is it only if he's in the?
If he's
so far, it's
game.
Only been at the game.
I don't know about bets yet,
but if he openly says that this is his team for a game, is that enough to sink your team?
And
can you cover when you have something like that happen? He's not there.
A senator thing. Governors make these bets. Mayors of cities. I don't want the senators making bets. They don't hit the same. Like the governor of Texas and the governor of Ohio should be making this bet.
Well, keep your mouth shut for people who've already got Ohio State minus a point.
Well, if you're rooting against the state school, I guess that's on you.
The line immediately went up to 8.5.
You're really trying to solidify yourself and Jessica Alba by rooting against Nicole's school.
No, I'm not rooting against them.
Betting against them.
Ted Cruz just came out for them.
Sometimes
they're cooked. They're done.
Del, you got to be proactive.
Yeah, you just
deal.
Can't wait around. You got to make things happen.
I'm just sitting here minding my own business, you know, discussing this college football playoffs. It's in a
just
way,
because
kind of.
Nicole is pissed doesn't mean that Jessica's on board. Okay.
Right? Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, she may be an Ohio State fan. I don't know, but she doesn't seem nasty and mean like those people.
You don't know her.
No, she
Why
seems
is she
like
getting a divorce.
You know who she seems
Why is she
like.
Getting a divorce?
Are you blaming her for the divorce?
No, it's got to be on Cash.
Yeah, it has to be Cash Warren.
Has to be him. He probably did something stupid.
I would agree.
You know who she seems like? She'd be if like she
Who'd
seems
she
like somebody.
Cash me outside.
No,
Cash Warren.
Cash Warren.
I don't really know who he is, but
some money guy.
He's some
I don't either.
Pretty
I've never
ass,
heard of him.
Pretty ass guy. With
oh, you've
money.
Been hating on him for years, apparently.
Yeah, he's some pretty ass guy with money. It doesn't matter. We hate those guys. But the other thing
he's
is
a film producer.
She's done doing films. She doesn't need him anymore. Get on this draft train. So
what?
Said nobody.
No
ever.
One ever.
So
get on this draft train.
Get on this draft train. Jessica Alba.
What about them fourth rounders though?
Mm-hmm. You keep on betting on Ohio State, you're going to piss Nicole off enough.
No.
That you'll have
I'm
Jessica
not.
Alba,
I want Texas.
Yeah,
I want Texas. Texas is good. It's good if Texas wins for me. It's good if now it'll also mean that my wife's going to want to jump in and go to where's the national championship game?
Is it Atlanta?
I think it's Atlanta. She's going to want to get to that because we've been to the other two national championship games, and that ticket is not going to be cheap.
No.
I can get my.
So which one are you rooting for? You win the money with Ohio State, and you don't have to spend the money on the national championship?
I don't win any money with Ohio
Nicole's
State.
Happy.
I'm talking about the people. I've already been telling everyone to play it.
What
time
is it?
You
have changed your approach to the Alba thing.
Mason,
is someone listening right
so
now?
So here's the thing. Mason,
probably she's listening.
No, I'm not changing my opinion, but there is a chance. But Mason, there's a chance that she could be in the car. But Mason, my dad gave Mason his car. So Mason drives to school, so I'm less
reckless.
Yeah, no, I'm more reckless because I know that she's not taking them to school.
Oh, okay, you can be more.
So now I can be more reckless. However, she also might be taking Maddie somewhere, so that could
That's a problem.
I know that after 8 o'clock it gets more dangerous. Mm-hmm. You notice how flagrant I was when it was 7:50.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll cut it loose. Even though I got some snitches listening who will tell her.
They will tell
text,
her.
Yeah. Right, I'm talking to you, Nikki Guerra. Don't be texting stuff to my wife telling her, you should have heard him talking about Jessica Alba. You keep that. Tori, get your girl, Tori. Get your girl.
Break. Someone, 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zuerlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I just saw Shane Gillis' video, and now he's forever linked to Nick Saban because he basically accused Nick Saban of cheating. Back in the day, and Nick was like, and Nick can't stand him.
Oh, you just saw you just saw that?
No. I just saw a Shane Gillis video. But no. So Saban was on with Pat McAfee right afterwards, and he still gave him. She gave Gillis some shots. He's not a big Gillis fan, but you know there is a thought out there that maybe Gillis isn't that far off. Is the SEC now brought back to the level of everybody else now that everybody else gets to pay players?
Everyone else could pay players.
As opposed to just SEC schools?
No. I don't understand that. Everyone, Big 12, I know guys at University of Texas, Texas A&M, they got tons of money. So I don't know. This is weird that people are acting like only the SEC was paying players. It was always illegal. It was always done at multiple schools. Ohio State, Oregon. Yeah. The numbers at Oregon for some of the players.
Bigger schools, though.
No, anybody could.
Schools were.
John, anybody could do it. It was illegal. You mean now that it's legal, are there teams? I think the portal smart evaluators are turning the portal into their advantage. Like Arizona State. If you saw how bad Arizona State was a year before and then how good they were this year, that's almost all portal. That's because of the portal.
Well, but there is something to this too. Penn State, you know, there are those who would believe and would want to believe Penn State, Notre Dame, there were schools that were clean, and you know, then there's schools that weren't. And you know, more than a few SEC schools weren't. And they were paying players, and there was the Ohio States, and there was the other schools that were paying as well. Don't get me wrong; it's not just the SEC schools. But now that everybody gets to pay, does that tighten up the field? Does that level off the field for everybody?
I don't know.
And I think the answer might be yes.
I don't know, like
because there were coaches that were playing it that were actually honest about it.
I don't know because I think it's easy to say that, but when you look at the teams who are still the best teams, I mean, it's, you know, we're in a Final Four, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, and now Notre Dame. I mean, three of those teams have been in the college football playoffs. Those are still pretty much the hammers, though. Georgia, like, I don't know. I still think the hammers are the hammers. And you still can't keep Ohio State.
I don't know. Georgia wasn't a hammer this year.
Ohio State's going to get your top player.
Georgia was not a hammer this year. Alabama was not a hammer this year.
Georgia, yeah, but they just weren't as good. I don't think it had to do with paying guys. I just don't think. I think over the years, when you lose that much NFL talent, this kind of happens to you. Remember, it happened to LSU. After LSU lost a bunch of talent, it's hard to keep reloading. You lost your top two wide receivers for the year before they got kicked off before the season. Your quarterback didn't play well. The good question is, how does this affect Georgia? Because Georgia's not, they typically don't want to pay for other players. Well, now they're having to try to keep their own players on the roster. I think that is the real tricky thing now, is that your rosters are getting poached. If you're not a payer, if you don't pay top dollar, your rosters are going to get poached. And I think that's what's going to happen now is, what Georgia would look like for three consecutive years in the past, they won't look like anymore. And some of that's not just, by the way, some of it's not just pay. It's also the portal rules that people can leave here early. Because you're much more likely to just leave as opposed to sticking
out.
Hey, our old friend Raheel is on. I wanted to bring him on, John, because do you know that Raheel, they have a big landmark for Fury, which is the mixed martial arts fighting, the mixed martial arts fighting organization here in Houston, and our friend Raheel is obviously a big part of the broadcast. Did you realize he's part of a big? This is a big headline show for them. Tell them,
yes,
Rahil.
Yes, I do. Is it sponsored by City Cats?
It is not sponsored by City Cast, John.
City
not
Cast.
City Cats.
Yeah.
All right. City Cast.
Cast.
Cast. Okay. Say it with me. Cast.
Cast.
All right. No, it's not sponsored by
City Cats. It's hard for me to pronounce that. City Cats. City Cats.
It's not Cast. Sponsored by that.
Cast.
Okay. No, City. Man. Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, but it is. It's Fury FC 100. This is a huge show, the 100th broadcast, right? And for the last 3 years, Fury has been partnering with UFC Fight Pass, and we have become their number one feeder for talent. So we are sending a bunch of guys. Like, coming up in this next year, expecting 15 guys to get a shot at the UFC, whether
wow.
it be a contender series, whether it be filling in on a last-minute fight. Like, this weekend on Fury 100, in we have three title fights, okay? Of those winners, all three are more than likely going to the UFC. Like, they are right there. So it has been incredible, man, like, to see Houstonians change their lives. Like, Fury guys are, for the most part, here locally. Now, we are doing shows in Denver, New Orleans, Dallas, and San Antonio, but some of the guys that have made it, man, and are now dominating the UFC. Like, we have a top 10 featherweight in the UFC that came from Fury. That's Diego Lopez. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah, and so if you want to, like, this is a great chance for you to go to get a watch either in person or on their pay-per-view. The next up in the UFC, which as somebody who's followed it for years and years, I remember when we had, like, Mike Swick. You know, it was,
yeah.
It was and obviously you had well, I'm trying to remember who the like there weren't in the early in the 90s and then into the early late 90s for sure, and then into the mid 2000s. You just didn't have Houston fighters that were. Saul Saliz was a great trainer who trained guys who would come to Houston, but you didn't have the Houston pipeline. But it's really started to slowly develop thanks to Fury and Mick Maynard, who's one of the bookers.
He
had legacy, and you did a show with Mick back in the day.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, before, it was, you would see a couple of guys make it, right? Like Daniel Pineda, who just retired from the UFC. Alex Morota, who's on the broadcast call with me, he's one of the color commentators. He's fought 22 times in the UFC. Did you know that? Alex Morota has 22 fights in the UFC. Like, that is amazing. It's a Houston guy, right? But now there is a direct path. Like, let me tell you about this kid, Josh Van, all right? 3 years ago, I was calling his amateur fight. And in that span, in the last 3 years, he's gone from an amateur fighter to winning the professional 125 title for Fury, going to the UFC, and is now 4-1 in the UFC. And that all happened in 3 years, right? And there's plenty of guys that have done that from Fury. So, yeah, like, the next guys up are truly fighting right here at Fury. And that partnership with the UFC helps so much, right? Being a UFC bypass, you have hundreds of thousands of people watching. And, like, I didn't know it was that big. When I first started this, our friend Richard Burmaster, who I've done an MMA show on, on ESPN Houston, he was just like, hey, man, can you come do some...
He's an old school... By the way, John, one of the old school 1560 listeners. Like, he did a lot of stuff at 1560 events.
Yeah. But it was cool. And he was like, hey, can you come do some play-by-play for me, man? We just need you to fill in. It was actually AJ Hoffman was doing it. But then when AJ moved, they needed some help. I was like, yeah, I'll come do it, man, whatever. Like, I just thought it was a local broadcaster. You know, like, 10 people would be watching. No, dude, my mentions were blowing up. Like, people love UFC Fight Pass, and they love the local talent. And now, you know, like, 3 years later, I've called over 500 fights. It's wild to see how much support there is for local fighters.
500 fights in 3 years?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, these cards are not like your UFC cards where it's, you know, six prelim fights and then six main card fights. No, I'm calling on average like 18 fights a night. it is so crazy. Like, my day will start at 12:30 for our production meeting. Then I'll shoot our intro. I'm not leaving until about 7:30 or 8.
And
fights are back to back to back.
You're the announcer from Monkey Man. You're just bringing fight after fight
Monkey
after
man.
Fight out there. Yeah.
Monkey Man. Monkey Man. Come on. Yeah. That was a great movie, by the way. Awesome.
It was pretty good.
Come on.
He dropped the Monkey Man.
Give
this
guys
is
a break.
He is the John Anik of Houston right now. That's what Raheel is. On the mic.
That's a really nice comparison. John is awesome.
I don't know what that means.
He does the
I like to call him the monkey man guy.
Like to call him monkey man guy. Yeah. How close are you to the action, Raheel? Like where are your seats? Are you up there like where Cormier and Anik and those guys are you away?
I am cage side. I get blood on me.
I was going to ask you that. Have you ever felt human fluids on you?
Dude.
That didn't sound the way that it should.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Nope. Mm. Especially after the
say that Lord, one more time,
Lance. I just said, have you ever had human fluids on you?
I would have said yes well before you even asked that question that Raheel has yeah. said that. But okay.
No, I get blood at least once a month. Like, I have to buy new white shirts all the time because that blood stain isn't coming off. And we have two cages, right? So there's one that has a catwalk that gives us like 3 feet of space here in
Houston. The cats.
But when we go to Dallas, there's no like buffer between us and literally the caging. So on those Dallas shows, man, I get blood all over my stuff.
How come Dell's not talking to you? Are you two mad at each other?
No, Dell's not mad at me. Dell's working on something.
Are you in a little spat, you two? No, you're all right.
Hi, Deli Bear.
No, sorry. Dude, I was in the middle of some business, so I don't want to be involved in your
what
nonsense.
What business are you doing during the show that you're hosting?
I'm not hosting.
Or not hosting
exactly.
Because AJ's doing
He's
all
working
your
on his car
I'm
thing.
I'm working on a script that I have to record a little bit later. That's all. Working for the station. That's all I'm doing.
Just working, John.
Yeah, John.
He's working on his scripts.
Business, yeah.
He's a business.
He's a business man.
I got business to take care of at about 12:05, so I'm working on it right now.
Now that he's got clients, he's all like, okay, I can do this during this show now.
Yeah, you don't need me
paying attention to the show.
You don't need me. You're vaguely referencing a Southeast Asian man with Raheel online. You don't need me for that. Calling him the monkey man announcer.
If I wanted to bet on the games this weekend, where would I go?
Raheel, I'm glad you asked. MyBookie.ag. And you know what, Raheel?
If I need to drive to Dallas and buy a car real quickly, where should I go first?
And I'm glad you mentioned quickly when we talk about Monument Chevrolet. They understand you don't want to be at a dealership forever. It's a quick and easy process. Go out there, get yourself a Colorado or a Silverado. Maybe you love a Tahoe. They've got great Tahoes out there, and they'll get you in and out. The service is great. They're friendly. They'll treat you like a family. MonumentChevrolet.com.
You're supposed to give away free spots.
I don't mind.
That's added value for your client.
Yeah.
We got a break. Heezy. Tell people where it is and get tickets and everything.
Yeah, man, it's going to be at the Imagine Venues right there by Bush Airport. It's Sunday. The main card will start at 4:30 p.m. You can watch on UFC Fight Pass if you do want to come out to the fights. There are standing room tickets left. This is a hot event, as I mentioned. Three title fights, and the winner of those fights, more than likely, they will be in the UFC this year. So you can get your tickets by following us on Instagram at Fury Fighting, and then you can also get it at FuryFights.tv. You can get your tickets now, but again, you're only going to get standing room because this event is a hot ticket. But I would highly encourage everyone to get your subscription for UFC Fight Pass. It's just $10 a month, and you can watch all of the Fury events. And follow us on Instagram. You can always win tickets as well. Guys, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Yeah. That's our guy.
Easy, right here on ESPN. 97. By the way, the announcer in Monkey Man was not an Asian. He was Australian.
I know. I watched the movie. I'm making jokes here, John. Relax.
Oh,
relax.
You got jokes? I forgot. You got jokes.
Yeah, relax, John.
That.
I know you've been a little angry at people making jokes, but relax. We're good here.
No, it's not. No, I just wanted to correct you. You said, and Eastern.
Yeah,
Eastern
I know, John.
Man.
It's part of the bit. We can go
on. All right. We got to talk right now. We got to talk right now about Game Day Men's Health. We got to talk about getting your testosterone right. Is it right? If it's not, you need Game Day Men's Health. If you're going to the bath, if you are not feeling the same as you usually are, if at work, if at play, in the bedroom, wherever it is that you're having issues, Game Day Men's Health is here for you. It could be your testosterone levels. I mean, and guys, as we get older, it just happens. So if you're sluggish more so than you have been in the past, Game Day Men's Health is here for you.
And Game Day Men's Health is different. First of all, it's a free consultation, okay? Secondly, they have labs right there on premises. These are the two main things. So the other places are charging you to find out whether or not you're a candidate to pay them. That's dumb. Secondly, you got to wait on your labs at the other places because they don't have labs on site. They got labs on site at Game Day Men's Health. That's a game changer. They can immediately find out. 15 minutes, they're going to find out what kind of numbers that you have with your PSA, with your prostate, with your white blood cell count, with your liver, with your kidney, all of these things. It's important that you get these things checked out. They do that there. So then they'll have a plan for you to get better, to recover faster, to just get your energy up, whatever it is, lose weight, gain muscle, whatever it is that you want to do, GameDayMen'sHealth.com. They're experts. They know it. I love it. It's great. And, oh, by the way, I take my shots with me as opposed to the other places where you have to show up. GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
So, real quick before we hit a break, and we're going to – we didn't combine breaks, right, Dale? Beth hit a break. We're about to go to one because we got John Cho coming up, and we also have Five Star in just a little bit. We got a big game today and one tomorrow for the – see who's going to be in national championship. John, did you happen to see the Chronicle by any chance yesterday or today? I don't think I have John on. That's okay. We don't have much time, but I thought one of the things that was interesting. Oh, he thinks he's in a break right now. One of the things that there was an article about why does no one care about the Houston Rockets? This is a literal article in the Houston Chronicle. And the Chronicle's article says, does Houston care about the Rockets at all? The Houston Rockets are one of the most exciting young teams in the NBA, but no one in Houston seems to notice. I thought about that, and I wondered, is this a little much? Is this hyperbole? I think it's hyperbole to an extent, but I think the heart of the article is fair. Houston cares about the Rockets, but they're not really into them right now. Rocket fans are. The general Houston fan base, not as much. There he is. We're about to go to a break anyway, John, so you might as well just sit tight for John Chill. But I did ask a question for you to bump around. We're going to have John Chill coming up in a second. But does Houston care about the Rockets at all? Is the Houston Chronicle article. We're going to get into that in the next hour because John Chill's actually waiting on hold right now, John.
Well, let's go get a quick break, and we'll get back to John Chill after this right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. But quickly, I want to talk about Jim Fiume over at Gold Coast Windows. I want to talk about how Jim Fiume is the best at what he does. When you get the Pinnacle Award, that means that what is the pinnacle? It's the best. It's the tops. It doesn't get any better. And that's what Gulf Coast Windows has received. It's mostly Jim Fiume, okay? Because, and again, all of this stuff starts at the top. Okay, what kind of company are you going to have? Are you going to be a company that is going to skimp and save? Are you going to be a company that gouges your clients? Are you going to be a company that is going to try just to get as much as you possibly can out of your client as opposed to giving value in return? Well, how does it work at Gulf Coast Windows? The highest quality window, the highest quality service, the highest quality warranty, the highest in quality, period. Period. So when you're best in class, okay, then you get a reputation. And the reputation for Jim Fiume and Gulf Coast Windows, they're the best. They're just the best. And they have been for years. So you're looking for the best way to get those replacement windows, or if you're building a house, don't use flimsy windows and doors. Okay, you're just going to pay for it in the long run. Oh, by the way, it's not safe. So you want safety, you want security, you want privacy, you want beauty, you want all of those things. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.